Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending December 18th, 2015. The interest rate increase has come and gone, and as usual, there's no agreement about whether that's a good or a bad thing. But it certainly wasn't a shock. It was about as expected as high ticket sales to the latest Star Wars movie, and nearly as well publicized, at least among investors. So the slight increase in the cost of funds going forward has been anticipated. One question now, however, is will rates continue to go up? The Fed will tell us when it tells us, so that will have to be unanswered for now. Here's something else, though, that happened this week that has some direct bearing on the real estate industry, which isn't alone in thinking about the possibility of an overheated commercial real estate market. At the end of the week, three agencies that concern themselves with commercial real estate, among other things, the Fed, the FDIC, and the Comptroller of the Currency, issued a joint statement on risk management practices in commercial real estate lending. Quote, "The agencies have observed substantial growth in many CRE asset and lending markets, increased competition pressures, rising CRE concentration in banks, and an easing CRE underwriting standards," the statement began. In other words, the agencies have noted many commercial assets and lending markets are experiencing substantial growth, and that increased competition pressures are contributing to historically low cap rates and rising property values. And that's a good thing, but the agencies have also noticed certain lax management practices at some institutions, including a greater number of underwriting policy exceptions and a lack of monitoring of market conditions to assess risks associated with the concentrations of real estate loans. All this has the potential to blow up in our faces, the Fed and the FDIC seem to believe, though they'd never use such colorful language. In any case, they warned in their dry way that, quote, "financial institutions should maintain underwriting discipline and exercise prudent risk management practices to identify, measure, monitor, and manage the risk arising from CRE lending. Don't get greedy or careless," in other words. The statement further added that the agencies are paying attention and they might go so far as to ask financial institutions with inadequate risk management practices to get their act together. That's all for this week. Happy holidays to all. This is Dee Stribling, Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and as always, be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those excellent websites.